Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here. I hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into conscious relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about the heart chakra, Anahata. That is the fourth out of the seven chakras in our body. The heart chakra rests in the center of the chakra system at the core of our spirit. It integrates the world of matter, that is the lower three chakras. The lower three chakras are all about material world, establishing ourselves in the material world. With the world of spirit, that is the upper three chakras. The upper three chakras are all about connecting ourselves with the cosmos. If you're really listening, if you're truly awake to the poignant beauty of the world, your heart breaks regularly. In fact, your heart is made to break. Its purpose is to burst open again and again so that it can hold ever more wonders, as said by Andrew Harvey. Now imagine Kundalini as a divine snake moving up your spine, causing each chakra it passes through to blossom. The more we meditate on this type of energy, the more we allow our personal frequency to resonate with the greater orchestra of the cosmos. And the more we allow our frequency to resonate, the more balance and health we will experience in our lives. In this episode, I am going to share with you the profound significance of the fourth chakra, Anahata, the heart chakra. Before reaching the heart chakra, we were bound by the laws of karma. With the merging of the divine feminine and the divine masculine within us, that is the Shiv and the Shakti, we gain the ability to make our own decisions. We become an aspect of karma itself. So this chakra is the balancing pivot between the three lower and three higher chakras. Here, our higher nature has the potential to become manifest. After working through our root, sacral, and solar plexus chakra, we are now free to follow our own heart. If you do not know what I'm talking about, please, I would encourage you to refer to my earlier episodes of the root, the sacral, and the solar plexus chakras to have a better understanding of this subject. Okay, so we are now free to follow our own heart. We have discovered that sacred place where the sages can hear the secrets of the universe, which is a language older than words, right? Her heart is all about love, feelings. The Anahata is symbolized by a smoke green lotus with 12 petals, known in Buddhist circles as the heart mind. It is located in the chest, while its central activation point is the heart. In the center of the lotus are two intersecting triangles forming a hexagram or a star shape, which symbolize the union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. The triangle facing upward symbolizes Shiva, that is reaching to the consciousness, the male principle. The purpose of the masculine is to reach the consciousness, while the triangle facing downward symbolizes Shakti, the female principle, that is reaching to the depths. It is associated with the element of air, the sense of touch, and the planet Venus. Heart chakra is the seat of vital breath. Just like water. Water is for sacral chakra, right? Just like water, air assumes the shape of whatever it fills. Yet, it is less subject to gravity than water. You know, when we are in love, we tend to fly, right? We are not grounded. We tend to get lost in our fantasies, in our thoughts, in our emotions, sometimes ignoring the reality. So we may require a replanting of our root chakra in order to remain grounded. Air is breath, and so it is vital that it be free, but it can also overwhelm us if not balanced properly. Means if we are in our heart chakra, if our heart chakra is not balanced and our root chakra is not balanced, we feel overwhelmed by the emotions, by the feeling of love, because we are not balanced. We cannot think straight. Like Blaise Pascal wrote, the heart has its reasons that reason knows nothing of, right? Now, the deity associated with this region is Vayu, that is the lord of the winds, who is often depicted riding an antelope. He is also known as Prana, that is the breath. And so he personifies the five vital forces of Prana. That is, number one, Prana Vayu, number two, Apana Vayu, number three, Samana Vayu, number four, Udana Vayu, and number five, Vyana Vayu, which all circulate through the body and connect us to the Vatavaran, that is the Sanskrit word for atmosphere. Right? The atmosphere is all of Vayu, is all of breath, is all of air. So, the Lord of the Winds, the Vayu Lord, his greatest lesson is in connecting us with the cosmic breath, where the vibration, magnetism, and resonance of the universe is free to move through us and begins to provide us with sacred synchronicities. Now, before going further, I would just like to explain a little bit about these Prana Vayu, or the direction of the pranic movement in our physical body. The prana moves down from the base of the throat to the navel. Okay, the throat, heart, and the navel. Pranic center or kanda, and energizes all other vayus. It also moves up from the navel to the throat. Okay, so from throat to the navel and navel to the throat. The second is Udana. Udana moves primarily up from the throat to the head. From the throat to the head and head to the throat. Apana moves from the navel down to the floor of the pelvis. Okay, from navel to the pelvis. From navel, of a solar plexus, to sacral, to root, and back again from root to solar plexus. Samana moves from the periphery of the body into the core, that is from outside to inside. And Vyana moves from the core out to the periphery, from inside to the outside. Now Apana Vayu, its seat is in the pelvis, that is the Muladhara chakra or the root chakra, that is earth, grounding, okay, groundedness, stability. The Samana Vayu, it is seated in the solar plexus, that is the Manapura chakra. That is, it is all about fire, passion, you know. The Prana Vayu is seated in the heart, our chest, that is the Anahata chakra. And it's all about air, it's all about movement. The meaning of Anahata is unstuck, right? Air cannot be stuck. It is always constantly moving. Udana Vayu is seated in the throat and head. That is the Vishuddha chakra, Ajna chakra, and ether. Vishuddha is the throat chakra and Ajna is the third eye chakra. The Vyana Vayu emanates from the navel, that is the Kanda, that is our solar plexus, but pervades entire body, and its center is the Svadhisthana Chakra. Svadhisthana Chakra is our life force. It gives us the force to live, the desire, the will, right? And it is all about water, all about emotions. Now, when this chakra, our heart chakra, is balanced, we are filled with unconditional love for self and others, what the Buddhists call Mahakaruna, that is the great compassion. We are filled with appreciation, joy and happiness. When this chakra is opened, the higher self is free to emerge and resonate with higher frequencies. We are free to recognize the importance of Namaste. In Hindu culture, we join both our hands or both our palms face to face in front of our chest, our heart chakra. What does that mean? That is, the divine within me, the higher self within me, the God within me recognizes the divine within you. It means we see everyone from the place of love, from the place of compassion. So we greet Namaste. When this chakra is blocked, however, we tend to experience poor circulation on the physical level. We tend to lack empathy on the emotional level, and we tend to lack devotion on the spiritual level. Our hearts become closed and hard. We have trouble loving ourselves, and we are therefore paranoid and afraid to love others. We build a lot of insecurities, a lot of walls in front of us around this beautiful concept of love. Many issues of love, grief, hatred, anger, jealousy, fears of betrayal, of loneliness, as well as the ability to heal ourselves and others are centered in this fourth chakra. Its color is green. Green is a healthy color. It promotes a general feeling of well-being and good health. This color brings to mind thoughts and feelings of compassion, kindness, love. Green can make you feel healthy, alert, and empathetic. Now I forgot to tell you about the solar plexus color in the previous video. I'm so sorry about that. But I would like to tell you about that right now. The solar plexus color is yellow. Yellow is a strong emotional color. It promotes a feeling of being confident and friendly. And this color brings to mind thoughts and feelings of courage, optimism, and self-esteem. Yellow can make you feel stimulated, prepared, and capable. Okay, moving further. These two zodiac signs, Taurus and Libra, they have a very strong heart chakra. Their ruling planet is Venus. Venus also is a ruling planet of the bull and the heart. That is the fourth chakra. So these Taurus people, their ability to sympathize with a situation can lead to financial gain as easily as it might lead to a true and lasting formation of endearment and love. The Taurus love of luxury is centered in the heart chakra, that is with Venus, which is the ruler of beauty and its guide. That is why Taurus are very magnificent. The Libra, their Venus ruler is the planet of love and aligns well with the heart chakra. So they can love with abandon and make a partner thrive on their giving of affection. Libras are very giving in nature. They're very compassionate also. So their natural ability of compassion lends itself to creative projects. Their empathy for others taps a wellspring of shared sentiment and makes them a success in bonding with others. That is why Libras are very enchanting. They are very big diplomats also. For them, these Libra and Taurus people, for them, when this heart chakra is activated, as it's their strongest chakra, everything is possible. All gates of abundance are open. They attract affection, healing energies, and they are one with the world and higher forces. For them, love is the key to all. But when their heart chakra is blocked, emotional pain devastates them. Sorrow closes the gate of love and brings collapse to their energy. Grief is like a parasite feasting on their vital energy. So they need to understand that it's time to say goodbye to sorrow, to open their most powerful heart chakra. Okay, copper is associated with Venus. That is the goddess of love and beauty. So they can use copper, pink quartz, and also emerald activates our heart chakra. I will tell more about all of this in my other videos, blockages and the healing of the heart chakra. Now, the basic principle associated with Anahata Chakra is love your fellows with kindness and transfiguration. That is a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. That is, find in each of them those qualities that truly deserve to be loved and admired. In solar plexus chakra, we learned about loving ourselves. In Anahata chakra or heart chakra, we learn about loving other people. Think of others before thinking about yourself at least 7 times a day, and thus you will feel that the love you give them come back to you infinitely. It mainly represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, and unconditional love. Its symbolical representation is the consciousness of love and empathic communion with other beings, that is self-giving. On the psychic level, endless and everlasting love for your fellows, for other people, compassion, altruism means selfless concern for the well-being of others, empathy, acceptance, self-giving. On the physical level, it coordinates the activity of the circulatory system, respiratory system, and immune system. Now, the person in which the energy's characteristic to Anahata chakra are disturbed will suffer because of dramatic, even tragic situations. Such people will have problems with the thymus, the endocrine gland corresponding to this center of force. Our endocrine gland is responsible for secreting essential hormones in our body. The characteristic element is the subtle energies of air, and the sense organ is the skin. The sense is tactile sense, that is something that we can touch. Okay, so when we touch someone, we connect with them on this level. If you understand the power of touch, one can connect with other person, with other people's heart chakra, with just a touch. We can show our empathy, our concern, our love by touching and soothing someone gently, right? Or hugging someone. So here I would like to say that please be careful with whom you exchange this sense of touch, because with the sense of touch there is also exchange of energies. Now when you give your energy, it also works the other way around. Their energy also gets transformed in you. So be careful, okay? Especially having sex, choosing the right people, because sex is the center of a sense of touch, right? The act of sex. So be careful with whom you exchange your energies. Now, this Anahata chakra is associated with our fourth plane, our fourth subtle body, that is a mental body. If you are not understanding this, I would encourage you to refer to my series of the seven subtle bodies and listen to the episode of the mental body. It will help you to better understand what I am talking about right now. So the mental body or the psyche is associated with the fourth chakra, the anahata. And the natural qualities of this plane are imagination and dreaming. The person concentrating and meditating on anahata chakra may easily have out-of-body experiences. He or she may easily fly to another realms, into paradise-like universes, or into another person's body. Not physical body, I'm talking about other bodies, emotional bodies. Experiencing the other person's states. So, when our this chakra is active or open, our heart chakra, we are able to feel people, feel their sorrow or feel their happiness, feel their emotions, you know, in short. You might have seen the bonding between a mother and a child, right? A mother understands a small baby, its needs without, you know, even occurrence of a word. It understands, it emanates those feelings with its heart chakra. A baby is very innocent, its heart chakra is open when it's born. But when we go through our life, we tend to close our chakra. Now, such a person becomes the instrument of the divine cosmic love and obtains all the other divine qualities, right? From a mundane perspective, if you see, a person with awakened anahata chakra will have a well-developed artistic sense, mastering art, poetry or prose. In a human being, the awakening of anahata chakra allows the experience of sublime states of love as well as the intimate, mysterious communion with the divine. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Conscious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, conscious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the about section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time. Bye-bye.